You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm Dave Ramond with Todd Zalecki of Phillies.com. And here we are, Todd, the winter meetings, and it is a new era. Ruben Amaro's been open about it now. We're in the rebuild, which means there are a lot of guys on the block. And with John Lester now officially done, or close to officially done and signed, what does that mean for the Cole Hamels market?
I think you're going to see things start to heat up with Cole Hamels. You've heard a lot about the Cubs, Red Sox, and Dodgers. Well, now the Cubs are out. So now you have the Red Sox and the Dodgers. And I've also been told that the Giants are a team that are going to take a run at Cole Hamels. I don't know if their farm system is necessarily as attractive to the Phillies as the Red Sox and the Dodgers. But those are three teams right now that need starting pitching. And they're not just looking for an average star. They're looking for an ace type of guy. And Cole Hamels certainly fits that description. But there are so many moving parts. You have the Phillies have to get what they consider to be a good return. There's money involved. There's prospects involved. There's limited no-trade clauses involved. So a lot of things need to happen. But I do think that the Phillies are very motivated to trade Cole Hamels and start this rebuilding process. And he's the best way to get this thing started.
I know Ruben Amaro's phone has been lighting up. I mean, well before the winter meetings, there are still other big names on there. Ryan Howard, Marlon Byrd, the Orioles and Marlon Byrd. Is this thing coming together?
What I was told about that is pretty much any team right now that needs a power hitter. There are not a lot of power hitters left on the free agent market. So if you need a power hitter, you're probably going to call the Phillies and talk Marlon Byrd. He had 25 home runs last season. He had 24 the year before. So there is some interest in Marlon Byrd. I'm not sure if the Orioles and the Phillies are going to be a match, but that's another guy I think the Phillies are motivated to trade. And it come spring training, it would not surprise me to see Marlon Byrd somewhere else.
Okay, how difficult is it going to be to unload the $60 million that Ryan Howard is still owed?
That is going to be a huge, huge task for the Phillies, and it's very problematic. Not only because he's owed $60 million, and there are not a lot of teams that can take on that money, but if you look at Howard's production the last few years, it has gone down. Offensively, defensively, he's more of an American League player than a National League player. Yeah, the injury history he's had, and then the $60 million. So a lot of things there make it difficult. And really what I think people need to understand is the Phillies are willing to eat money, but how much money are they going to be willing to eat? If it's $55 million of 60, then the Phillies might just hold on to Ryan Howard because they don't look at first base with a clear alternative there. They don't have a young Ryan Howard waiting in the wings. They have Darren Ruff. They have maybe Michael Franco, who they view more as a third baseman. So they don't have a guy right now in the system where they go, well, let's just get rid of Ryan Howard because we have our next young superstar waiting in the wings. They don't have that. And for that reason, I'm not sure how much money they're going to eat just to move on.
So a lot of complicating parts to that deal. But the other one that you didn't really mention was he and Sandberg, it was not a great ending to the season, right? Sandberg wanted to sit him a little bit and was
right.
Told, no, you got to play him. I mean, it could be a little awkward at spring training.
Absolutely. Talked to Phillies interim president Pat Gillick the other day, and he said it is possible. It could be a distraction in spring training. Now, you think of a guy who helped the Phillies win a World Series, has hit a ton of home runs for the Phillies. Really, the greatest first baseman in franchise history, Ryan Howard, tried to bench him last year, didn't go over well, and now and everything's been so public of their desire to move on from Ryan Howard. Now if he comes back into camp in spring training, he basically knows he's not wanted. And that could create an awkward situation. That could create some issues, especially if his playing time goes down. Ruben Amaro has already said going into next season, if Ryan Howard is on the roster, his salary will play no factor in his playing time. So it sounds to me that if Howard is back, he should expect his playing time to decrease a little bit. If that's Darren Ruff, if that's Michael Franco, if that's whoever else might be able to play first base, sounds like it could be very tricky for Ryan Sandberg to kind of keep things smooth in that clubhouse.
No doubt. Another position that is one of a position of strength, I guess, for the Phillies in terms of maybe making some moves would be catcher, right? You have some options there.
I think Carlos Ruiz is a guy who's kind of flown under the radar, but there are some teams that need catching help. And if you need a catcher, he's owed $17 million over the next two seasons, which isn't exactly cheap, but he's a guy that gets on base a lot. He's got a good reputation for handling a pitching staff. And again, if you if you feel like your team is a catcher away, or you need to upgrade that catching spot to make a run at a World Series, he's got a World Series ring under his belt, on his finger. He's caught no hitters, postseason no hitters, things of that nature. So he is attractive in a lot of reasons. But again, $17 million. We go back to a lot of this with a lot of these players the Phillies have. Teams would love to have Ruiz, Bird, Howard, Hamels, Utley, Rollins, but there's the money owed, and that really is a sticking point in a lot of these trades, and why a lot of these guys are still with the Phillies today.
What would be the options if they were to trade Ruiz? Where would they go for filling that position themselves?
That's another trick. They don't really have anybody in the system that's ready to step up and be an everyday catcher. They have Cameron Rupp in the system. Coy Hill, they re-signed to a minor league deal. So they would probably have to go out and get some sort of catcher with big league experience. So they would have to trade Ruiz to get a decent return, then probably go out and find somebody else. But any move the Phillies make that isn't involved trading away their veterans is basically going to be more of a stopgap measure, a guy to kind of bridge the gap between 2015 and when they expect to be competitive again, which they're hoping is 2017.
Tommy Joseph, in fact, you know, there's a guy you talk about bridging the gap, right? A prospect at that position, but he's had some injuries as well. How far away is he?
He's lost so much developmental time. They traded him in 2012 as part of the Hunter Pence deal, and he was the key piece. He was the guy that they wanted. They thought, all right, we have our catcher of the future in Tommy Joseph. He's battled a lot of concussion issues. Last year he had a left wrist surgery, which basically forced him to miss the rest of the season, so he's missed a lot of time. Ruben Amaro says he's hoping that Tommy Joseph will be able to start hitting again in January, but this is a guy that has missed a lot of time, and I think what they're hoping is just get this guy on the field, keep him healthy in 2015, and maybe he can still develop into that catcher that they sorely need.
All right, from the pitching standpoint, they've got the Cuban Miguel Alfredo Gonzalez. There's some question marks about his long-term durability. Where are they with him?
He's another interesting. He's kind of an X factor. He was an X factor when they signed him because nobody really knew too much about him. They originally agreed to sign him to like a $48 million deal. Then there were some health issues with his physical, and it dropped to $12 million, his contract. So that's a pretty steep drop. So they started him last year as a starting pitcher. He could not hold up physically. He kept getting hurt, and so they finally moved him to the bullpen. He pitched pretty well out of the bullpen, and he stayed healthy. Now Miguel Alfredo Gonzalez went in the offseason and told the Phillies, listen, I still think I'm a starter. I want to be a starter. So the Phillies are giving him that opportunity in spring training. They're going to see if he can be a starting pitcher. The issues remain, though. Can he hold up physically? That's unsure. That remains to be seen. But I think what is at stake here is, or what they're trying to do is, he thinks he's a starting pitcher. They're saying, okay, Miguel, we're going to give you the opportunity to start. So if he goes out and he pitches well, great. If he doesn't, if he doesn't hold up that well, they're going to say, listen, we gave you a shot. Now go back to the bullpen and pitch with success there.
Okay. And Rule 5 draft coming up, too. They might be pretty active in that.
Yeah, they have two spots available. The Phillies have typically been active in the Rule 5 draft, taking at least one player. And it's been tough to keep those guys on the roster. But now in a rebuilding mode where you're basically not playing for anything in 2015, it wouldn't surprise me if one of those guys sticks on the roster the entire season.
Okay. Plenty going on with the Phillies, Todd. Stay busy.
I will.
Todd Zalecki. This has been MLB.com Extras, the Philadelphia Phillies.
Celebrate the holidays with the official online shop of Major League Baseball, the MLB.com shop. Give the gift of baseball to the whole family. With jerseys, caps, outerwear, menswear, women's and kidswear, collectibles, and home decor. MLB.com has gifts for all the baseball fans on your list, now with free ground shipping on all orders over $50. Do your holiday shopping now at MLB.com/shop.